This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Today we're talking about your article titled The Head Cheerleaders, whether you knew it or not. That's what they're calling it.
I did know that.
Did you see that picture?
Let's see. Excellent photo.
That's fun. Just a little like cheerleading ensemble there.
Yeah.
That appeared in the Reader on July 22nd, 2010. It's a two-part article. The first part's about a meeting convened by Chicago Public Schools head Ron Huberman. And the second part is about an appearance that you and your colleague McDumke made at a bar. And at the end of the article, you, in just a few sentences, report that McDumke, who up till now is a fellow reporter at the Chicago Reader, has resigned to take a job with the Chicago News Cooperative.
Yes, sir.
Which is a local reporting operation that was started by the same company that owns WTTW Channel 11, funded by the MacArthur Foundation, and whose reporting appears in the New York Times on Fridays and Sundays. So I just have to ask you, what impact do you think that Mick's leaving will have on the Reader's reporting on local government?
He was a great source. I shouldn't speak of him in the past tense.
He's still alive.
He's still alive, and he still would be a great source. Mick's outstanding. He's very resourceful, first of all, with modern technology in a way that I am not. He's really good with computers, is what I'm saying, with Excel sheets and what have you. He's also a bulldog when he gets on something, and he's very persistent. So that really helps in terms of digging out information from city officials who are reluctant to turn over the information. I call him Mr. FOIA because he's really good with Freedom of Information Act requests. And when I say really good, I mean, you say, well, anybody can write one. But yes, there's this procedure of following up and being persistent on it, knowing how to phrase it in such a way that you get what you want. He's very good at that. And this persistence is the key. He also has just a good understanding of the fundamentals of Chicago politics. He knows who all the aldermen are. And so if in the course of an article, I make a reference, let's say in this case to Ron Huberman, I just referred to him, I think, when I originally wrote the story as the former head of the CTA, Mick added that he was chief of staff and he was the head of the 9/11 Center. The point is, he is a colleague of mine and a peer of mine in terms of understanding politics, and that adds much to my copy. So,
because he edits your stories, or has edited your stories.
He used to edit my stories. So, you know, as on a personal level, I'll really miss that. Oh, yeah, that's a good point, Mick. Thanks for adding that. You know, that's a collaborative effort that goes on when he edits my copy. And then he has his own pet issues. You know, everybody knows my pet issue, or of course, public funding and the budgets and how money is apportioned is really, that's where the power is. That's what gets me going. And then, of course, the manipulation of the public by government. Mick has an interest in environmental issues. So he's done most of some of the great Reader stories on the blue cart and the blue bag programs and recycling efforts. So he's, you know, for all these reasons, a very talented writer, and onward and upward for him. He's going to do well, I predict.
So this will have an impact on your reporting.
Yeah, so like that little tidbit about Ron Huberman not just being the head of the CTA. That was just one small example.
What do you think it means for the Reader's coverage?
Well, the Reader's going to have to make a decision, and that decision will probably be made in the next week or so as to how much are they going to replace Mick. Mick was an editor and a writer, so the Reader has to decide whether they are going to hire just another editor who handles editing duties only, or will they hire an editor slash writer, a person like Mick who does editing and writing, or will they hire an editor and a writer, two separate entities?
Have you taken a look at the outfit that he's going to, the Chicago News Cooperative?
Oh, yeah. I'm a loyal subscriber to the New York Times. I like the work they've done, and, you know, I welcome their voice, and I think they got a great reporter in Mick.
What purpose do you think they serve when you compare Chicago News Cooperative to the other news outlets that do local reporting? In other words, what do you think about the niche that they fill or the role that they play compared to previously existing news outlets?
Well, they're more like in the Reader model. Well, they come out twice a week. Reader comes out once a week. But by that, I mean they're not giving you day-to-day coverage of literally what happened or what the powers that be have told you what happened, which is the role that largely the Sun-Times and the Tribune follow. So if you want to know day-to-day what the powers that be want you to know, you really have to read the Sun-Times and the Tribune. So what they do, there's a lot of feature stories in there, which would give you a slice of life, color stories on Chicago, which are revealing about things happening literally that are not maybe tremendously newsworthy, but are interesting. To a certain degree, they give you analysis of sort of like a broader analysis of larger news events of the day. So to me, that's the niche they fill. If I had a criticism of them, it's that I don't think they've really found their voice yet. You know, are they going to be, are they reporting for people who are intently following the news? Are they breaking news for people who are only half paying attention? Are they writing for a Chicago audience as opposed to a New York audience? I understand that it's zoned just for Chicago, but sometimes I get the feeling they're writing for people who aren't familiar with Chicago. So I think it's just a matter of them, you know, plugging away and finding their voice. And also, finally, I mean, this, do they have a worldview? Like, I have clearly, I'm a columnist. They said, Ben, you're a columnist. So I have a worldview and agenda, which I'm very clear about and obvious about. I don't like the way the city is distributing its resources. I think it's unfair and wasteful. So these are things that concern me and I want to bring to the public's attention. And people could disagree with me, but at least I'm going to put my view out there. I don't think they have taken the liberty, if they have a worldview, to present it. I think they're sort of more in the old, well, I can't even say it's old school. It's, I guess it's the difference between a column and a news story.
We do have a lot of sort of old school journalists on staff, you know, former Tribune reporters.
Yeah. But I mean, old school. Mike Royko was the greatest old school columnist of all time. And we all knew where he stood. I mean, he was a columnist, so he would opine. He would give you his opinion on things.
Yeah, it was the difference with the Chicago News Cooperative is even though they may have people who have been around a while, collectively, they are fairly young as an organization. So I would almost look at it as an adolescent, you know, still not figuring out what opinion he or she has about the world. And as they start to coalesce and have a personality, then that might start to develop.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. I think the larger issue when it comes to having an opinion is how bold are you in your opinion? And are you going to confront directly a powerful person, in this case, Mayor Daley, and powerful institutions? Or are you going to pull back because you don't want to upset certain people?
Well, we'll get to see what McDumkey brings to the table for the Chicago News Cooperative.
Yeah, I assume it'll be a lot of good investigative reporting, you know, or gathering information that's not available already or not well known, going behind the headlines, so to speak. So I think he's going to bring a lot, you know. And there was Mike Minor wrote a piece in which he said that there had been talk about the Reader doing joint projects with the news. And I said to Mick, well, maybe there's some stories we'll be doing together down the road, you know, more of the investigative type stories.
Yeah, so maybe that's in the future we can look forward to.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Peace out, baby.
This is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.